New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Oh my gosh, Allie, I am so excited for you. And I was driving home listening to the podcast. I couldn't wait to hear today's podcast because of the announcement. So I think you need a new jingle. So you ready? Here we go. Klein and Allie. Allie is pregnant. And Klein is just okay. Congratulations.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Allie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Allie, you little bitch.
Klein and Allie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Allie show.
Let's get the stove shouted. The show started. The show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday here after 7 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Final few days of school for some, others full on summer vacation mode already. Thanks for letting us be a part of it. We will continue to figure out how to have a funner summer. That's a guarantee, and someone will be forced to do something else. Forced fun all summer long here at K-Rock. The wheel will be spun again, and if you are taking part in it with us, we will figure out what we'll be doing together next.
How did the rest of your fun day go yesterday?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into what happened here in the office.
But we'll get into that later in great detail.
Magic, I can't wait to hear about
the magic pill works great, and it was hard for me to come down after the show ended. I don't like, please guys, stop peer pressuring me into doing drugs.
We barely peer pressure.
Yeah, hey, you want to take this? You're like, yeah, I'll take it.
Fine, well, nah.
I was caught
even up. Allie was like, you don't have to do that, man.
I was caught up. We were all caught up in the moment,
you
the
were
excitement.
Excited.
I was excited for Allie. Allie was pregnant, and she unveiled that. It was such a different result than we got last time. It's such a different mood. Everyone's all excited this time. And as I said, this is that week where a lot of people are finding out they're pregnant because prom didn't go according to plan, and they're not happy about
this
it.
This is their 2-week wait.
This is the only probably celebrating of an actual pregnancy that's happening now that doesn't involve a toilet being flushed. So congratulations. We are celebrating Allie and her big announcement as of yesterday. If you missed it, I don't know. It's out somewhere. But people don't even know how to react to it. I mean, my kids are very confused as to how that even happened.
Oh, man, we showed a picture of the embryo. I don't know why my wife did this, but she showed a picture of the embryo to my kid, and he was so horrified.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he thinks that he's going to be a big brother to a very strange-looking child.
That's possible.
And we didn't really clear it up for him either. He doesn't understand what's going on.
There's a lot of theories, by the way, about the gender that Allie has yet to reveal.
Well, Johnny asked me yesterday, which one did you buy, a guy or a girl?
No, I said, how much did it cost for the boy this time?
Oh, okay, that's right. That's a much more classy way to ask the
Got
question.
It, yeah.
There is some theory. I mean, look, we're not going to listen to all these, Allie. You can listen to them off the air because it's just obviously a lot of congratulations and stuff. But this person did have an interesting point, and I think that you should listen carefully.
Allie, congratulations. Congrats to you, Wesley, Creepy Creeper, Wesley's father. And it's a boy. You got to promise to finally name him Dominic, you know, a real manly name. And if it's a girl, you're going to get an abortion, right, Klein?
funny joke.
It's adoption, not abortion. Get it right. First time around, you had a name all ready to go. Dominic, strong, cool, manly name. And then at the last minute, you went Wesley. And now your kid's playing basketball wearing a tutu. And
no, he's not.
You're responsible for that.
I signed him up for basketball again. And he's going to get good at his dribbling.
This time, you need to, no matter what the gender is, Dominic, that's the name. And just agree to it now, and let's move on with things.
Wesley did wear an orange leotard to Disneyland yesterday.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. Dominic would have never done that. Would have wore a leather jacket. Taking a motorcycle.
Would have taken some kids out. Skip the line.
We got lots to get into today. Allie's very emotional. So watch out.
A lot of hormones going on.
Already adjusted the thermostat 11 times since we got here
today.
I'm
hot. Now I'm cold. Damn it. It's your fault.
K-Rock Foo Fighters time. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. In just a moment, we will force Alley to give you some of her money. If you want it, you got to call us, 800-520-1067 for another round of Alley Knows the News, or does she? 800-520-1067. Call in, play the game, win $100 of Alley's money, plus bragging rights for life. And then, believe it or not, we get into another round. Yesterday, we only heard Vanessa talk to bully one gay person at Pride, but she bullied hundreds of gay people at Pride. And here's just a tease as to what we can look forward to later today. Once again, she was concerned that this wouldn't be nearly as funny as last year's, and this is what happened at Pride over the weekend.
What one team is playing in the NBA Finals?
It's already a flawed question. What one team is playing in the NBA Finals?
Just one, just playing against each other.
I don't know how they can win. It seems should be easy.
Who won the one-play game last night?
The question was just name one team that is playing in the NBA Finals.
Name the one team.
Trying to figure out if there's, gay or nay. It's a little fun game she plays annually.
What one team is playing in the NBA Finals?
No idea. I don't know.
Just give me an answer. Why do they sell at Ulta?
Old Town Pasadena?
Oh, my.
Okay, what? Who is Scotty Schefter?
Schefter.
So, another round of Vanessa Confuses Gay People will be coming up a little bit later this morning. That was intending to be a fun, good time, and it turned. Although, Allie, I did want to mention that this person realized after listening to Vanessa back at it again that they've officially celebrated 1 year with our show as of yesterday.
Wow.
Happy anniversary. Unlike the marriage ones that kind of just all blur together, this one actually counts.
Hi, Glenn and Allie. Sweet divots. Today is 1 year since I started listening to your show. I remember because it was the day after Pride last year. And that was such a classic segment with Vanessa. So you guys can thank Vanessa for getting me on board with you guys.
It's a one-year listener as of yesterday. Happy anniversary.
Yay!
Thanks for slogging for an entire year with us. We greatly appreciate it.
So funny, but I compare you guys to coffee. It was, drinking coffee. It was kind of disgusting at first, but, you can't live without it. You got to have it every morning. So that's you guys. Anyway, sweet divot.
Thank you for the kind words.
Hella gay.
It's so funny because the first time you drink coffee, you do think it tastes disgusting. Yeah. And then you go, why does everyone like this? I don't understand. And then enough people keep telling you to drink it. There you go. Fine. Out of peer pressure, I'll continue.
You get to a point where you go, don't even talk to me. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Yeah. And then you're, purchasing catchy, stupid mugs and you're just one of us.
Disgusting at first. And now you are forced, or at least you must have it every morning. If you want Allie's money, call now. We'll be back in a moment with Allie Knows the News after this quick break on K-Rock. If you're new to the show, right around this time every morning, Allie gives you a chance to take some of her money, but you have to earn it, and it's all about proving you know more about the news than she does, as she is sitting here actively putting together the next round of ADD news, which we'll get to later this hour on the show. And you may be thinking, pregnancy brain, mommy brain, just small woman brain. There's a million things you could be thinking now, but Allie has beaten plenty of people. If we were to add up all of the people you've lost to and all the money you've paid out, you've probably won more than you've lost.
I wonder what my record is, wins versus losses.
Someone who actually claims they're a real fan of the show and has never missed one of our episodes, please do the math on that and let us know. I would imagine...
I bet I have a better record than the Dodgers or any back-to-back winning teams.
You probably have it's much more boring than the Dodgers, and I know Omar wouldn't agree with that, but I think that your record is probably better. Wins to losses, I would imagine you probably win 50 times for every one time you lose.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. That's a pretty good, that's worth betting on.
Francis, after this whole pep talk, I really hope you take Allie's money today from Glendale, California. Good morning and welcome to K-Rock.
Hey, what's up, everybody? And I will take that money.
All right, please do. I got five questions here, all technically things happening in the news. No cheating. If we assume that you're cheating, if it feels like you're cheating, we will immediately move to another contestant that's waiting in the wings. Allie's out of the studio, which means your round can officially begin right now. It's the Francis edition of Allie Knows the News. Here we go.
Allie Knows the News.
Hulk Hogan. Still dead, and they have now officially released what they believe was the cause of death for the legendary wrestler Hulk Hogan. What is the official statement as to how Hulk Hogan died?
Oh, God. Cardiac arrest?
Cardiac arrest. We go to question number two. A senior pilot from this airline has just been fired after flying thousands of passengers on hundreds of flights, only to realize that he did not have a proper license to do what he was doing. And so he has been terminated. What airline was this senior pilot flying for?
Southwest.
Southwest. We have a question number three. A new Instagram feature will allow users to do what for the very first time ever?
Register account for teenagers.
A registered account for teens. We got a question number four. Name one famous person that was shown on TV as a spectator in last night's NBA Finals.
Obama.
And finally, we go to question number five. Let's go with this one. There's been a lot of complaints from Costco shoppers about Kirkland products, so much so that Costco is making a change. What were the complaints that were pouring through from Costco shoppers, primarily or specifically about the Kirkland products?
I think about the water bottles with having no labels.
Labels on water bottles. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. These are all technically news stories, and if you don't know, you know, you can't possibly consume all the news out there. We cover some of it on the show, but the other stuff can slip through the cracks. That's where we come up with this little dumb game for you to take some of Allie's money and learn a thing or two in the process. How do you think you did, Francis, before Allie gets her shot at it?
To be honest, I pulled all that out of my butt, so yeah. I have no idea.
You could tell. Question one, Allie, back in the studio now. Hulk Hogan, still dead. Cause of death officially has now been revealed. What did they claim was the cause of death of the legendary wrestler Hulk Hogan?
They said after all that it was natural causes.
All right. His guess was cardiac arrest,
which
would make a lot of sense. I mean, you think that guy's put his body through some things. But after everything was said and done, the bleach and the working out and the steroids and everything else, they claimed that it was just good old natural causes.
What does that mean?
It means he had a heart attack and then he died naturally.
Yeah.
Naturally, what he died. Hell? After that.
I guess they claimed that there was no foul play and B, nothing
in his system
that would have led to his brother. Death.
Whoever did the autopsy is a Hogan fan.
I'm natural, yeah. Brother. We go to question number two. A senior pilot from this airline that was fired, even though they flew hundreds of flights with thousands of passengers, because they did not have a proper license to be flying an airplane. Which airline had to fire one of their senior pilots?
American Airlines?
He guessed Southwest. Lucky for me, I don't think I've ever flown this airline. But Air Canada had to say goodbye.
But they were so nice about it.
But listen, if the guy... Yeah, you don't have to leave, but just take 5 minutes. Next is with.
You don't have a license? That's okay. You can do some flights.
He did it successfully. Like, I kind of feel like let him keep flying.
He's doing all right. Yeah. Just let him do it.
There's plenty of pilots.
Isn't there a shortage?
That had licenses that were crashing. So let this guy keep doing it, I guess.
You're doing great.
No one got the point. We move to question number three right now. New Instagram feature just announced will now allow users to do what for the very first time ever?
I think you can rearrange your grid.
That is the correct answer. Yeah. Any pictures currently on your grid, no matter how old they may be, you can move them around. So you want to go ahead and put some stuff at the top where you look younger and thinner? You can do it.
They're like, that was the latest thing from 3 days ago?
We go to question number... Why do you have your high school graduation picture as your picture? You're in your 30s. Don't ask questions. Just look at it.
Put all
the
new stuff at the bottom.
Question number four. Allie's up two now. Name one famous person that was shown on TV.
Spike Lee.
I will accept that as a correct answer. He said Obama. I saw Trump there on TV. I don't think I saw Obama there. There's Trump fell asleep during the game.
It was hilarious.
Which is great.
So funny.
I mean, that was a pretty...
I actually watched that game. It was so exciting.
Yeah, it was a pretty hard game. I couldn't even fall asleep for 3 hours after the
game.
There
were so many lead changes.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Crazy. I mean, Knicks pulled within two within 120 seconds. And still, Trump's sleeping over there.
So funny.
What a waste of a seat.
Yep.
There was a few people that they said they were criticizing the way they watched the game because they were celebrities and they got like such great access. Well, they spent the game on their phones.
And as something we can understand and relate with in L.A., whenever, you know, the Lakers make it far or the Dodgers are great, a lot of times the real fans get iced out because ticket prices get too expensive. And they were even saying that. They said the vibes inside of Madison Square Garden, you know, if tickets are $10,000
sure
each, you're getting a bunch of corporate guys.
Yeah.
That's
the guy who owns Bloomberg.
Yeah, right. He's not gonna. That guy's not ripping his shirt off and chanting.
He's probably not wearing any gear.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have a Knicks tattoo on his face.
He's just wearing a Bloomberg hat.
That's terrible. All right, we move on to this final question. Allie gets the point. A lot of Costco shoppers have been complaining lately about Kirkland. What specifically are they complaining about forcing Costco to make a change? Something about Kirkland products at Costco.
They're incredible and affordable.
Okay, Allie says incredible and affordable.
They're just too affordable.
Francis guessed something to do with the... Are you ordering breakfast right now, Francis?
Yep, I just got my coffee. Sorry.
We're in the middle of playing a game on the radio for you to win $100 in local fame, and
it's important.
And you're ordering your coffee. We talked about
what'd
it earlier.
What'd you get?
Oh, I lost that. So
gave up.
This is your consolation coffee. These idiots are still talking about their stupid game. So
I'll take a skinny vanilla latte. Forget it.
All right. Well, we would have paid
just
for that
drink
coffee.
My feelings.
Sadly, the correct answer, Allie, is apparently Costco shoppers were saying Kirkland, which used to be affordable, the price have gotten too high now, and they're starting to get a little too big for their britches. They think their stuff's too good.
You're so good, Kirkland.
So Costco says, "Hey, we hear you. We're pulling back the prices on Kirkland products." That's what they claim. So there you have it.
I love that they listen.
Francis, you got your ass handed to you on a platter, but at least you have a coffee to go ahead and...
Also being handed to you.
What would you like to shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock whenever you're ready?
Well, my name's Francis, and Allie knows the news.
Yeah, Allie said she's going to name her next kid Francis because it goes great with Wesley.
Latte for Francis with almond milk? He's definitely an almond milk guy.
I regret most of what happened yesterday, which I say far too often. And they say you don't want to live life regretting things you did. You want to live life regretting things you didn't do or something like that, right? Isn't there some saying about that?
Hey, you can regret anything. Take it from me.
Right. We can regret lots of things. And deciding yesterday, and it has been a streak of bad decisions we've made around here. I think it all started on 420 when we did gummy roulette. And then for some reason that wasn't enough. And then we followed that up with the Cinco de Mayo shot roulette where we ended up doing a bunch of shots. And somehow drugs got involved in that as well. I don't remember exactly why, but we ended up...
It's hard to remember when you're belligerently drunk during the show.
And then yesterday, for some reason that I can't quite explain, Allie was going to either take a prenatal pill if she was pregnant or a drug pill full of drugs, quote, magic, if she was not. Lucky for us, she was pregnant, and so she ended up taking the prenatal vitamin. Not very exciting. And then
somebody suggested that you should just take the magic pill, and you said, down the hatch, let's do it.
Right.
And then a few hours later, I started noticing some signs, a few little blips in your brain that seemed to get worse throughout the day. And then
I started tripping. I started actually, because I think, I'm not really sure what's in the magic, but I think when I asked the guy originally when I got the magic, he said it's a mix of a bunch of different things. And I think there could be some hallucinogens in there.
I was trying to explain to somebody I knew what you took, and I couldn't even explain it. I was like, he got a magic pill from a mushroom man in a liquor shop and something.
Not a liquor shop. it's a off-the-grid sort of behind-the-counter place. You got to know the guy. You got to know what's up, and then he pulls better stuff out. I mean, you don't. It's very similar to the old 90210, I'd like to exchange an egg thing. You got to be in the know to even get involved. And basically, this guy's got a bunch of stuff that's on display that is on the up and up, but it's really just there for show.
So
and the
you
real
just
stuff.
Asked, you just knew this guy's got something
behind the register.
Like, did you know that?
Yes.
From another person.
From another person. And you have to be able to say who basically. You have to give
is there a code word or something?
Not
or?
A code word, but you'll say, hey, I heard from insert name of person that you've got other better options elsewhere. And then he'll say, who's that again? And then you got to kind of describe the person.
Really?
And then he'll go like...
Mangled nose.
And then he'll...
Neck.
And then that's what people say when they... Because I've sent people there as well now, too. It's like, you know... And
it looks like you got beat up a lot.
As Nexus keeps going and going.
He makes really inappropriate jokes to try and make conversation. It's awkward.
I should send you in there, Allie, just to describe that I'm the guy that gave you the intel so that you can describe me and then see what thing you say that
one
the guy...
One thing he latches onto that he's like,
Yeah, mangle neck pig nose. I know that guy.
Mangle neck.
Yeah, of course. Whatever you need. So he's got some stuff I loaded up. This was, you know, I've had these for a little bit because I did a few of them and I found out that I was too messed up. I didn't want to take them. I didn't want to keep taking them.
And then, so these you also said were kind of expired. So you weren't really sure how powerful they were going to be.
I've had them for a few years. And I think at one point there was like 20 pills in there. And now there's only a few pills left.
Yeah.
So
how did they make you feel? Or what's
well,
what
they
do?
Yesterday, let me just say, let me start by saying
they weren't
the
uppers.
They're definitely not expired because they still work.
Nice.
But most of the things that I remember them doing the first, and when I took them the first time around, I was at an environment that was much more of a, I think I was at a show at the Hollywood Bowl or something. So that was much more of a place where, being in an office building.
With responsibilities.
And a bunch of buttons.
He was asking a lot where our boss was.
He's like,
where's Weatherly? Is he in today?
We had a lot of
meetings.
He's
in New York. Is he in New York? Are they both in New York?
The thing that I didn't realize is as soon as we get off the air, all I really wanted to do was go lay somewhere and close my eyes and hallucinate.
You have like S-eating grin on your face for
And then Vanessa goes, remember, we have a very important meeting with the BBC. And
what's this about?
I was like, excuse me, what?
They reached out.
She goes, we have a meeting with the BBC about doing something for the World Cup. And I was like, we do?
Yeah, because the World Cup obviously is starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the BBC Radio is huge. And they're going to be here posted
BBC
up for...
BBC Radio? Oh, forget it. I thought it was the real BBC.
We explained this on the phone, but you were out of commission.
Yeah.
But they're going to be here for like 6 weeks. And they said they wanted to work with a local radio show about, you know, how LA feels about the World Cup, how America feels about soccer in general, and how you know the zeitgeist has changed and the ticket prices and all that stuff.
You guys on BBC Radio over there?
No, we were. This was just a conversation.
The answer is they want us to go on BBC Radio. They want us to be their official local hosts.
Yeah,
that's great.
To welcome them.
Yeah.
Now I don't care about this at all because
we
as
don't
far
know
as
about
I'm concerned,
soccer. We told them that
K Rock is the most important and only radio station that matters. Allie's got a real hard on for the BBC because she claims that their version of The Office was funnier.
It's true.
And so she's still...
With Ricky Gervais?
Yeah. So she's like, for some stupid reason, she's like, we got to do this BBC thing because The Office was funnier when they did it.
It's the respect, all right?
And
they have a lot of respect out there.
I don't want to go on British radio. I don't care about it at all.
And we would have to go on live with them at like 11 p.m.
So they basically
because that's they were like, oh, you a breakfast show? I was like, I don't know what you're talking
about. So
you have the brekkie and talk about the things.
Yeah, they said, I think they were speaking English, but I could not figure it out. And I was listening to them and Vanessa kind of going back and forth, and I realized I am tripping balls right now. And then I tried to adjust myself.
And then he completely collapsed.
And that is when I fell out of my chair, and my whole chair tipped over. And apparently made a very loud thud noise to where they had to mute our end of this Zoom call.
Yes.
Oh, so there's video of this.
It
was him almost pass out later.
Yeah, but we weren't there for the actual falling out of the chair. And then because everyone had lost their minds that Klein fell out of the chair, nobody was listening to this guy who was like, anyway, let me tell you a little bit about the presenters for the BBC Four.
This person was
a radio host, TV presenter.
I don't remember much of this call because I was really going through it. That thing just got stronger and stronger.
I was like, one person needs to listen to what's happening right
but,
now.
But the funny thing is I think for whatever reason we've agreed. Did we agree or no? How did it end?
Oh, yeah.
So we agreed to do
that. Well, you agreed to a lot while you were messed
up. You guys are going to be live at 11 p.m. with them?
So here's the thing. I didn't realize.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that part of it.
For a full hour.
And
Jesus.
They're broadcasting from some bar in Santa Monica where they're going to be forever.
The
King's Head. It's a pretty well-known pub. Technically.
Klein's like, let's do it tonight. F it.
Yeah, I did.
Like, no.
I did say we could go
tonight.
I don't
want to do it tonight.
It hasn't started yet.
But
then,
then they did say they're going to be there, but I didn't realize that the hours were all, because I thought they were like, oh, we go on at 11. So I was like, all right, we get off there at 11, so by the time we get to Santa Monica, we could be there by noon. I said, all right, great, we're in. And then I realized that they're talking about 11 p.m.
Yeah.
They're on from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. because they got a, you know, because of the time change in London or whatever.
Right, exactly.
So
they were like, we do a recorded show at 7 p.m. You will not be a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, wait, hold on a minute.
So we have to, but anyway, the point is that Ali and I are supposedly we're going to do something with the BBC. And then I think we said they could come. They
join
could come
us.
Here, and they said that's far
and
too early.
And they said, "Pip, pip, Cheerios, clicker."
goodbye. So that's what happened. But yeah, I did.
I think the guy was getting scammed too on the street when we talked to him, because he was like, "Oh, hold on a minute, there's a woman who's dropped her shopping. I better help her pick it up." And we were like, "No, don't help her.
Don't help anyone." Yeah, welcome to L.A.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's this show's about to get globally moderately successful on a global level as we take advantage of the BBC. Well, what's the station, Vanessa, for any of our listeners in England? I know we have so many on the other side of the pond.
It's BBC Radio 5 Breakfast. That's their name.
It's not called Radio 5 Breakfast. It can't be, is it?
That's what it is.
I don't think that's
Radio
it.
Radio 5 Breakfast.
I don't think that's what we're going on.
Google it.
I think we're getting scammed. That's what I think. I believe that's what's happening. We got to take a break. We get back in a moment when we return the actual news, ADD news style. Brand new hour of the show will officially begin, and we got stuff to give you, so stick around for those tickets coming up. If you like that band you just heard right there called Sublime, I would argue one of the house bands here at K-Rock, we've got two opportunities for you to see them. Actually, three technically, because we've got this Road Trip USA, give you a chance to go see them as we send you all the way to Virginia Beach, but you will also win yourself tickets to see them right here in Southern California, San Diego, this Saturday at the Field of Dreams happening at Petco Park. So here's what happens. At 9 a.m. sharp in about an hour, you will call in. Caller 20 gets tickets guaranteed for this weekend, San Diego show. Put your name on a list, call you back Monday morning and tell you to pack your bags. You'll be seeing them again in Virginia. But on top of that, there's an exhibit happening at the Grammy Museum straight out of Long Beach, celebrating the entire musical catalog of the great Sublime. So we will have tickets for you to get that as well today. Includes Bradley Knowles' iconic guitars, personal items, never-before-seen photos, all things happening, including the handwritten lyrics to Wrong Way. And we will be giving you tickets to go to that as well. That's happening at the Grammy Museum right now through September 7th. So lots of Sublime stuff in your future. But right now, it's your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
There's a lot of criticism over these celebrity appearances at the Knicks game last night. People are saying that Trump is a mush. The first game he attended resulted in their first loss. People also complained that they had to arrive at the arena hours earlier than normal because of the insane security protocol they put in place because he decided to go. And after all that, the guy seemingly fell asleep during the game. At least he seemed to in this video. You have to see it because he does that thing where he's kind of just looking down and you can't really tell if his eyes are closed, but he's so motionless.
So and you're the like, guy next to him too, by the way.
Is he asleep? Yeah, but then something happens and that guy reacts. Oh. You can see him react to something on the court and Trump doesn't react. And then eventually he does that thing where he moves suddenly.
Yeah.
Where like he wakes himself
right.
up.
Right, everyone knows that move.
He kind of does like
a... You have like a little aftershock.
Yeah, and then he kind of like moves a little bit like, I'm good, I'm paying attention. Kind of like you do on an airplane when you fall asleep on an airplane. And then people were upset as well at DJ Khaled, who was there courtside along with many other celebrities.
Allie's the whitest woman. We got to play it again.
What?
Your pronunciation is a little questionable. That was at the time you called Kid Cudi, Kid Cutie.
And you called Drewski, Drusky.
Did I?
Yeah, we got to get a whole album of that's what Allie calls White Volume 1.
How do you pronounce it?
All of the artists.
Khalid.
You didn't even know.
Of course I did. What are you talking about? You don't think I know
Why
DJ Khalid? Because, listen, I mean, I'm not the whitest woman in the world. That's you.
The only time she says yo is when she's talking about fro-yo. Her favorite salsa is ketchup. Managers ask to speak to her. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Una comida fiesta.
Khalid.
There you go.
Is that better?
Nailed it.
No, I think that sounds more racist.
You got to roll the R.
So he spent the whole game on his phone, and people were like, how did you pay thousands of dollars to sit here courtside at an iconic game, the first time the Knicks are back in the finals in 53 years, and you spend the entire time just sitting there on your phone? But Phone addiction is real. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how rich you are or poor you are. You're going to be sitting around. If you have any idle time in your brain, you're going to be filling it with phone stuff.
I also was watching a lot of this game, and I noticed that there were a couple of seats real up close that had no people in them. And I assumed that someone was trying to obviously sell tickets for just a ton of money because they were saying that it costs, you could have bought a Porsche for what it cost you to sit, you know, on the
Are you
on
sure
the,
someone wasn't just in the bathroom?
No, because I was watching throughout the entire game.
And
it was the
one
same
seat
seats.
Was still,
two seats. And I was like, so either someone, you know, something happened, something came up last minute, but probably they were just trying to get more money because those ticket prices were fluctuating so much. They were north of $12,000 and they dropped down to $6,000
like,
before game time.
But there were like $46,000 tickets.
Of course.
For way
and the
close
up close
like
ones,
that.
Yeah. And there's people willing to pay it.
Wasn't there also a bidding war for one of the seats and it closed out at like $1 million?
Yeah, that was a charity thing that the Knicks did. I think they sold two floor seats, raised $1 million for charity.
But I will say, not to defend celebrities too much, but to have somebody watching you watch a game for that many hours,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want anyone to watch me watch anything. I probably look like a weird, I have a weird scowl on my face. I probably do look at my phone. I probably pick my nose at one point.
Sure.
And all these cameras are just on you watch a game.
I get it.
It's not fair, really.
It's a good problem I'd love to have.
Yeah.
But also, it would feel very exposed sitting up front knowing
you're like,
that people
are sit up straight.
Potentially
are you doing weird stuff with
you.
Your shoulders? What are you doing?
Yeah, but every eye was on Stiller and Timothy Chalamet. That people love watching that little relationship develop.
Yeah, I know. They're very excited. A few more shows and movies are being rebooted. There are no original ideas anymore. We have to remake, reboot, reimagine, or sequelize everything. And here's the newest crop. Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, one of my all-time favorite movies. It's without a doubt on my top five best movies ever list. And it is a sequel in production with Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow coming back. It is also written by the same person who wrote the first one. And you've got Janine Garofalo coming back, Alan Cumming returning as Sandy Frink, Christy, Toby. All the main characters are coming back, and I'm so excited, especially because Mira Sorvino has done nothing since the original movie that came out in the 90s. Then you have the return of Gem and the Holograms. That's being made into a live-action show by Amazon. And the trailer for the live-action remake of Scooby-Doo Origins came out. This is from Netflix, and people are upset about that because they released a first look at the real dog, because it's a real, not a CGI, it's an actual dog.
And they went with a doodle.
Well, it looks like a lab, and Scooby-Doo
like
is a Great Dane.
Right.
But so I think then there was discrepancy about, like, well, when they're little, they all look like labs, and there's all the, I'm like, there's way too much arguing about this dog. It's kind of crazy.
By the way, I think you guys owe Allie a little apology, because I'm pretty sure she was right. Listen to this.
DJ Khaled!
That's Khaled.
You got to hear the way Ali said it, though.
I said Khaled.
She said Khaled.
It was the pronunciation.
I didn't say Khalid. You said Khalid.
You
idiot.
Said right. Khaled.
No,
like
I didn't.
Pencil.
I said DJ Khaled.
Hey, play it back.
Yeah, play it back. Run it back, yo.
I mean, I don't have that audio,
we'll find it.
You can't just go.
I heard her say DJ Khaled. I was like, how? Why are you guys criticizing? I've always heard Khaled the way Ali said it.
Because you got to say it like the way the.
But
clip
no, but you guys were wrong. You guys came back with Khalid.
Yeah, you guys said
Khalid is absolutely wrong.
What you said is
I know the way that Ali pronounced it sounded very off.
But you guys pronounced it wrong too. But
he says it DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you gotta say it like that. Like the clip you played on.
DJ Khaled.
So I have to say it like that.
That's how
what?
You have to say it. If you don't
you
say it like that.
You guys are dumb.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.